Jane Metzler, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures barely moving before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater is here. Opening weekend, May 24th through the 26th, with Headliners 38 Special. Just hold on, loose leg. I'm so caught up with
you. Wynonna. How did you get to me?
And Forever Motown. Tickets for opening weekend and all 2019 season shows on sale Friday, April 5th at 10 a.m. at devonamphitheater.com. The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, located in Nelson Park, Decatur. More details now at devonamphitheater.com.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies, highs near 56 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 50. For your Tuesday, partly sunny and highs near 75. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and highs near 74 degrees. It is 34 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday, April 15th edition of Buyers and Company. In the studios, Ken Fry. Plus, we'll check in with Nicole Bateman from Limitless Decatur about a great program they have coming up with them. Finding out about a career in healthcare. It all starts now.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I had one of those David Carradine kung fu moments just a second ago. How does the one-armed man put on headphones?
Good question.
Ken Fry would be that one-armed man. He actually has two. One's just out of business for a little while. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, well, I'm half okay, yeah.
All right, what did you do?
I was walking down a wet ramp, and my feet went out from under me.
No, the music, please. I'm sorry.
Bone by bone. So,
yeah. Was it cold out or just?
No, it was just rainy. It was wet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it happened right before we opened it wasn't planned at all.
No, I'm sorry to hear that. How long did you have the cast?
Well, I go back on the 23rd to see how the surgery went and they put a couple pins in my elbow and bone there. And so.
All right, are you having a hard time being like a one-armed zookeeper? That would be like a tough thing, I would think.
It's tough, and it's on my right arm, so I'm right-handed, so trying to do anything left-handed is that I'm not used to doing. It's kind of making it challenging. So it's really cut back on my digging fence posts and all that fun stuff.
I would imagine.
That we need to do, yeah.
Well, good luck in the healing, certainly a couple of weeks into the zoo season, we have had sort of the best of weather, the worst of weather. I'm assuming attendance probably falling along those lines.
Correct. Yeah, the first weekend was beautiful. We opened April 6th, and the Saturday Sunday there was just awesome. We had 1,200 people on that first Saturday that we were open, and that was just a wonderful opening day. And compared to yesterday, we had a birthday party that went in the Ed Center, and they didn't go into the zoo at all. So, yesterday was just miserable to be out at the zoo and everything in between. So it's been nice to get people back out and see kids running around the playground and in the zoo, and animals are, I think, ready to see kids too.
Yeah, I mean, animals probably get that same way, right? I mean, they want spring as much as anyone.
Yeah, it's kind of enrichment. It's kind of something different after a few months of not seeing just the keepers in there. I think the animals get curious to see who are these little guys running around and these little girls and the parents and all the activity I think it's really enrichment for them just to see the people back in the zoo.
All right, now a couple of things we need to talk about the critter egg hunt, because that's coming up this Saturday, right?
Yeah, this Saturday at 1:30 we kind of start the pre-hunt entertainment with some music and singing and dance along. The arts department's coming over to kind of help lead the singing and dancing, because I surely can't do that very well. And
you can't even clap.
I can't, the one-hand clapping man, yeah. And then when the egg hunt's right at 2, and if you get there at 2:02, it'll be done, because it's a mad frenzy. And we have three different age areas for kids under 2 and under, and then 3 to 5, and then 6 to 10, the professional division kind of on the hill around the sculpture area. And it's just it's a fun event, and all the kids go home with a treat bag And there's 10 special eggs out there that, you know, win gift bags as well. So
all right, so this is a big deal, and a lot of people come to this. Now
we do.
The young kids are up by the sort of the gazebo area, that
correct.
Whole lawn area, but then it stretches all the way over into the sculpture park, and so there's different age ranges. So it's not like everybody just one mad free for all
right.
where you got 4-year-olds and 14-year-olds. You got it split up.
Yeah.
But people come out to the zoo, and it looks like this next weekend we're warming back up a little bit. I haven't looked at the extended forecast. But it looks like 61 and partly sunny for Saturday, which isn't bad.
Yeah, that's a beautiful day.
Yeah, so and then Easter Sunday, 71. So that'll be a pretty decent weekend for doing this. Now, there's no admission or charge as far as the critter egg hunt is concerned.
Yeah,
right?
The egg hunt's free. It's around the gazebo area, kind of outside the zoo area. And then for the zoo itself, we're going to dollar admission day for the whole day. And so from 9:30 to 5 o'clock, people can get into the zoo and just for a buck for each person and their family.
All right, that's fantastic. And you do that Saturday because, you know, obviously Easter Sunday, the zoo's open, but you guys,
right.
you know, people have to spend time with families. Now, I'm really excited. The new train is going to be in place in May, from what I heard at the Parks Foundation Board meeting on Wednesday. If you take a train right now or if you look across the lake, I don't think people realize how cool this is going to be.
Yeah, it's just watching them build the bridge that they have put in, the trestle. It's a 500-foot long, 30-foot high trestle, and it's an amazing piece of architecture in itself. And then the track people came in last week, and they start laying track over the Children's Museum, and so it's happening. It's kind of fun to see the project come to an end, and weather permitting, one of those things again, you know, mid-May or so, they should be able to get that running.
All right, so how exciting will this be? I mean, it's going to open up. I mean, that train ride is going to be twice, right?
Twice as long, and it's going to be incredible. We're going to looking forward to see how this all works out, because we're kind of used to our 7-minute ride train times and kind of how it works out throughout the day when you're doubling the train ride but not doubling your capacity. That's my concern. You know, we want people to be patient with us, and because it's going to be a lot of maybe a little more waiting time than they're using.
More ride time.
But more ride time, exactly. So you get the bonus, and it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful ride along the lakefront, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think it's going to be exciting. All right, there's something that is out there in the world that I don't know if you're familiar with, but I saw this the other day, and it cracked me up, and it's yoga with lemurs. Do you know that they do this around the world?
Yeah. I heard that they were doing that. And I haven't seen any video or pictures of that yet. They're doing it with lemur or yoga with goats, and someone asked me, "Well, you do that with your goats in the petting zoo?" And
this was a hotel in England, and so literally they let you. Now I don't know, are lemurs people friendly?
They're okay, and probably those lemurs there in that picture, they're probably okay with people, and they like the sun. Like, you see some of them just sitting there with their arms out.
Have that sort of Buddha way of
Buddha
sitting.
Look, yeah.
Yes.
And our lemurs do that position as well, I guess they can be enchanting to watch, and if they're in their Buddha-like trance state, then you kind of get into that with them.
I don't know. I would be a little apprehensive sitting there trying to relax and do yoga with a bunch of wild animals parked next to me.
And my concern is always the animal bites, and so you don't want to have someone accidentally move and bump a lemur that's not expecting to get bumped, and then they bite out of just defense. And then your yoga party turns into a different news story.
Well, I'm watching the video. These lemurs seem to enjoy this stuff. They live in a reserve there. This is in England. And I can't imagine what like risk management would have to say about something like this. Europe's a little different. You know what I mean?
They take a little more chances.
They do. I mean, there's no such thing as ADA over there. It's a much older place. All right. So the lemurs, what else is, do you highlight this time of year? Are there animals that are better in the spring versus the hotter months? I mean, what's the thing to see right now?
Goat babies they're being born right now. And we have several more pregnant mamas in the petting zoo area, and we've had 5 babies born so far, and I think they're just adorable. And goat babies, they're up and running around just minutes after they're born, and the days after they're born, they're jumping off logs and rocks and doing those kicks in the air. They're just kind of fun to watch. And we have a wallaby baby that's just starting to leave the pouch. So if you get lucky enough to kind of, you'll see it in the pouch, but sometimes you're lucky enough to see it kind of exploring a foot away from mama, and then dives back into the pouch again. So it's just at that exploring stage. And of course, the Wolves always love to see people, and they're always up there looking at folks. So.
All right. Well, you've got looking ahead on the calendar, World Penguin Day and Earth Day celebration at Scoville Zoo. That's April 27th, so that's not this weekend, but the next. And then May 11th is Zippy Zoo Days. Now, that's a tradition that goes way back, right?
Yeah, it goes way back for years. And it's kind of one of those fun days where moms get in free for that weekend, the Mother's Day weekend on the Saturday and Sunday. And we have a gift for mom while supplies last. Usually a little plant that we give the moms on Saturdays, and there's usually some left over on Sundays. And so they get in free. And we kind of highlight our zoo babies at that time and play some fun games with the kids inside the zoo. It's just a fun day.
All right. So the AZA accreditation, all of the history of the zoo getting to where it is today, it is the number one attraction, no matter what search engine you look for or whatever travel site you use. I mean, it is Decatur's number one attraction.
Well, and which we appreciate. Yeah. And people seem to really enjoy Scoville Zoo when they come out to see us. And you mentioned AZA, and that's just one of those stickers we have on our door. That means we're meeting some pretty high standards being set by zoos and our zoo buddies out there, across the states and around the world, that they set these standards. And Scoville Zoo is meeting the same standards that the St. Louis Zoo is meeting, and Columbus Zoo and San Diego Zoo and Brookfield and Lincoln Park. And so we're meeting the same standards that they have to meet. And so it's a very, very tough inspection process that you go through. And we're very proud to put that sticker on our door because it does show that we are exceptional in our animal care and welfare issues and just exhibiting and, the care for the staff and safety and just the whole gamut of stuff that we're excelling in. And so we're pretty proud of that sticker.
All right. How many visitors did you do last year?
We were at 93,000 people, 93,000 people.
Which is pretty amazing when you're only open part of the year.
Yeah, we're open 7 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that was a good year. And we usually, my goal is always 100,000 people. And I think with this train extension, like you're talking about, I think people are talking about it. And there's a buzz around the community. People want to ride this train now. And so I think we're going to push that 100,000 people again this year.
Let's hope so. It's
weather
great
permitting.
Stuff.
Yeah,
weather permitting. Well, we're going to hope for just to get this rainy April out of the way, and we're going to have great May, June, July, August, September. Then, of course, we'll be talking about October before long, and it'll be time for Boo at the Zoo
it'll
again.
It'll be here fast, won't it?
All right, Ken, we appreciate you coming in.
Yeah,
good luck
you.
In the healing
I
process.
Appreciate it.
And get out to the zoo this weekend. It's the Critter Egg Hunt, which is just a lot of fun. It's fun just to watch.
It's 3 seconds of fun.
Yeah, well, that's a little longer than 3 seconds. It's about 3 minutes of fun. And as the kids go out and look for those eggs, everyone will get a bag, though. So come on out this Saturday. The actual, get there by 1:30, though, right?
Yeah, get there by 1:30 for parking. Yeah, and if you can park at the Children's Museum, you can park, because they're partnering with us for the egg hunt, and kind of down the road at the Baptist Church if you need to. We'll be there.
Now they got the sidewalks, though. I mean, you can park at Moffley, whatever. I mean,
easy walk.
Got an easy, nice, pleasant walk. Ken, great stuff. We'll have
you
in on a regular basis and find out about Scoville Zoo and all the great things that are happening. New train. I cannot wait to take that ride. We'll take a break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies, highs near 56 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 50. For your Tuesday, partly sunny, highs near 75. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and highs near 74 degrees. It is 36 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at decaturarts.org.
Milliken.
Lots of investment firms talk about customizing a portfolio to your needs, but they may only look at one or two aspects of your financial situation. Creative planning is different. Our financial planning-led approach considers your entire financial picture. That's the only way to create a comprehensive plan that works uniquely for you. Call 866-CREATIVE or visit creativeplanning.com to learn more. Investment strategies recommended by Creative Planning are not assured of earning a profit or avoiding a loss in declining markets.
It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA. Casa Playhouse raffle.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
I'm Jessica Whitlock. I'm Director of Marketing at BLDD Architects. Well, Decatur Blue helps BLDD Architects with both our blueprinting needs and our digital storage of those blueprints, as well as any of our marketing needs that go along with the business. One of the reasons that we stay with Decatur Blue is because I know that they'll always make it happen, regardless of how crazy the request is or how outside of the box, that they will work with us to make it happen. Our experience with Decatur Blue's turnaround time is that we can always count on them to meet our deadlines, to go above and beyond, whether it's to work extra over the weekend or to stay late. If we give them a deadline, they'll always meet it for us. Decatur Blue's staff is unique in that they've all been there for so long. It's like working with a family. They all know each other. They've been there for as long as I've been there. No one ever leaves Decatur Blueprint. They stay there and work forever. And so you can count on the type of people that you're going to work with. You know who to call for specific things. And they're just awesome people. They've become a part of our business's family, too.
Make Decatur Blue part of your business's family, too. 423-7589 or visit them at DecaturBlue.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Mayor Pete's in officially. I wonder about waiting on the Sunday day of the Masters and the return of Game of Thrones to announce your presidency. He would seem to be the youngest guy that he would be hip to this guy.
Yeah. Not a good day. I don't know.
Is Sunday a good day at all? I mean, CBS Maybe. Morning talk shows weren't on at all because of the Masters. Here's the best thing I've read about him, and it was in the Intelligencer, and this is sort of what I like about this guy and what he represents. Not knowing his ideas, by the way. I don't know what his specific plans are for the country. Listen to this paragraph. Sick of old people? He looks like Alex P. Keaton. Scared of young people? He looks like Alex P. Keaton. Religious? He's a Christian. Atheist? He's not weird about it. Wary of Washington? He's from flyover country. Horrified by flyover country? He has degrees from Harvard and Oxford. Make the president read again? He learned Norwegian to read a certain author. Traditional? He's married. Woke? He's gay. Way behind the rest of the country on that? He's not too gay. Worried about socialism? He's a technocratic capitalist. Worried about technocratic capitalist? He's got a whole theory about how our system of democratic capitalism has got to be a lot more democratic. Oh, and he's the son of an immigrant, a Navy vet, speaks 7 foreign languages, in addition to Norwegian, Arabic, Spanish, Maltese, Dari, French, and Italian. He owns 2 rescue dogs, and he plays the G-damn piano. He's actually terrifying. What mother wouldn't love this guy?
Right?
So I thought that sort of summed up my interest in sort of the...
Man, Alex P. Keaton, that was like...
The contradictions of him?
Like, yes.
Like he doesn't fit conventional modes in any way whatsoever. And I think he's a whole lot more like most Americans in the American story than most of the politicians that are served up to you.
Yep.
Meaning that they're just, this is the only way. And this is, you've got to be on this side of everything. I like the fact that he's a gay Christian, because that in and itself is like 2 conflicting things that are always seem to be at war with each other. And he sees, okay.
And he says
they
don't have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he says right-wing Republicans have got to get a lot more hip to the fact that this isn't going anywhere.
And they do.
Yeah. And left politicians have got to get hip to the fact that you can't just keep running down people's Christianity and not expect them to be offended.
He's interesting.
Now, will he be the flavor of the month?
Who knows? You know, because I keep trying to find, like, you know, I see he supports Green New Deal, but not too much. It's like, okay, I don't mind if you've... A little gray and some. I mean, I want to know what you actually think, not what some.
Well, right now, the advice he's getting is just shut up and keep taking the money, because.
And that's a good strategy right now.
Yeah. You don't want to.
No. We don't need to know quite what you're about.
Well, eventually I do.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to vote for you just because you're gay, or just because you're a gay Christian, or just because you speak 7 languages, or just because you're young.
Yeah.
I'm not that.
But right now.
But to
it's
me,
it's too crowded right now to even start.
No, but it's not too crowded. There's no one on the Democratic side, no one, with the exception of Joe Biden and seeing what happens there. I'm not going to vote for a socialist. I mean, there's just no way on earth I'm ever going to do that. The rest of them, Cory Booker, Kamala, I mean, there's no one in that group. There's Schultz from Starbucks, and there's this guy.
Which Schultz, as they're saying, is probably really going to only help Trump if he stays as an independent.
I don't know about that. I mean, that's the Democrats are saying that, but I mean, they're whining about everything. I mean,
they are. And you know, it's funny.
You know what's going to get Trump reelected? Democrats not understanding why Trump got elected to begin with.
Yep. And making the same mistakes again.
Yes. Now, if you tell me, Brian, would you vote for Mayor Pete or would you vote for Howard Schultz? And I would say to you, maybe.
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 I don't have to vote Republican.
No. But if you give me Bernie Sanders, then no.
No.
If you give me Kamala Harris or Cory Booker, no. Right?
Not going to happen.
You give me Elizabeth Warren? Oh. No.
Heck no.
But a guy like in the middle with some common sense.
And I don't have to agree 100% on everything. And
yeah.
That's the thing now is that there has to be a flavor for everyone.
This is why I like this guy. I mean, at the front end of this, I mean, and who knows what happens? We're way, way too, right?
I mean, you can follow into that because, I mean, has he been tested? I mean, this is no different than
He's been tested. He's been in war.
What I'm saying is politically, you know, President Obama, for instance.
Yeah.
You know,
that's okay. To me, not having experience in Washington, D.C. is not a negative. I mean, we just elected a guy with zero experience who's never served any office.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that is a deal breaker. I just hope he doesn't do too much. I mean, he says, I recognize the audacity of doing this as a Midwestern millennial mayor. He would be the first millennial president. And he says, maybe it's more than a little bold at age 37 to seek the highest office in the land. Okay. I just hope he doesn't play this millennial thing too much because he's got to be smart enough to know that most of them aren't voting. And he's still got to appeal to, he's got to be Alex P. Keaton to the older demographic while still holding. And I know there's really nothing hip about the guy. I mean, he's sort of like.
That's kind of the
likable thing about him. Like, you don't
get Alex P. Keaton-ish.
Like, you don't get the feeling like. Like, if you boil it down, like, and I don't know this, and it's probably not fair to say, but my thoughts about AOC is that she's probably somewhat superficial. And this guy seems to be, like, accomplished. And, like, she was going to be this, and she had her own business, and she complained about taxes, and she was a bartender, and now she's an activist, and then she gets all this hype and attention, and she's good on Twitter, whatever. I mean, this guy is an accomplished guy, right? I mean, you've got me at veteran. You've got me at seven languages. You've got me at Christian gay, right? I mean, all of those contradictions. Now, it's weird. What's going to have to... I also read an article about his connections with Mike Pence. Because while Mike Pence was governor of Indiana... Mayor Pete would not be publicly critical of him when many people wanted him to, particularly on the whole gay thing
that happened
over there. But he was the mayor of South Bend, and he said, you know, that my job is to work with the governor to do what I need to do for the constituents in South Bend. Now, will that be pragmatic enough, you know, with these young people on the Democrat side who just want blood and you got to be 100% us versus them? You know, will that be a problem for him?
I don't know. He's come out and said.
Yeah, but taking a couple swings now, if there's proof you didn't do it, even when there was controversial law being signed that many people were against and you sat by the sidelines and didn't say anything publicly because you were mayor of South Bend, I'm saying the AOCs of the world aren't having any of that. They're not having any cooperation. They're not having any working together or doing the right thing for your constituents. It's all you got to pass this test 100%
or not. They're not going to get elected.
Well, I know, but that's a big part of the Democratic Party. Midwestern millennial mayor, now official presidential candidate. Will there be enough air for all of them? No, clearly there will not be. Who's left standing? It's kind of like Game of Thrones. It's going to play out over the next number of weeks, and we'll see. We've got to take a break for the news. We get back here, Nicole joins us from the EDC office. We'll tell you about careers in healthcare and a unique event all around that. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Best One of Central Illinois, where the best costs less. A professor at Millikan University has been chosen as part of a select group to participate in a history seminar at Yale University. Dr. Ngozi Onuora was chosen from a pool of 51 highly competitive nominations to speak on the Civil War in American memory. The public may soon have a place to report potholes. The Senate unanimously passed a bill creating a new website where motorists can log potholes and other road dangers in Illinois. The reports would then be forwarded to the appropriate IDOT district or local government. The measure still needs House approval. DMH's Wound Center has been recognized with a national award for clinical excellence. The Center of Distinction Award by Healogics is the nation's largest provider of advanced wound care services, was presented to DMH for outstanding clinical outcomes for 12 consecutive months, including patient satisfaction higher than 92% and a minimum wound healing rate of at least 91% within 30 median days to heal. There were 621 centers eligible for the Center of Distinction Award, and 423 achieved the honor. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's re-election campaign reports raising $30.3 million in the first quarter of this year. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg for the Democrats reports raising $1 million in the hours after his official campaign launch yesterday.
It is time to walk away from the politics of the past and towards something totally different.
He'd be the youngest president at 39, the first mayor elected from that office to the White House, and the first openly gay president. President Trump tweets he'd fix the Boeing 737 MAX, add some additional great features, and rebrand the plane with a new name. Those planes are grounded.
The FAA says Boeing needs more time to complete changes to a flight control system suspected of playing a role in two crashes abroad. The company hopes to complete the fix by late April.
Fox's Jerry Thomas, American Airlines, announces it's canceling 115 flights a day through mid-August because of the grounding. This is Fox News.
There is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies, highs near 56 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 50 degrees. For your Tuesday, partly sunny, highs near 75. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy, highs near 74. It is 37 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
You realize it's the bottom of the hour. Did you have the power surge in your head this weekend, too? It's going on.
Okay.
It's been, in all fairness, you should have hazard pay today because it has been just a mess, right?
Yes. And I'm trying to do a couple other things and just, I don't know what the heck's going on.
All right. Well, the only time you do that, the reason I give you a hard time is because you screw up everybody. They all look at their clocks in, like, shock because they wonder what in the heck's going on. And you can also let me know whether we're doing Jamie Bruner, too, you know. Just everything else that we normally do at the bottom of the hour, including the weather forecast. Which is good. All right. Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday, April 15th, and we'll be telling you about a healthcare exploration days with Nicole Bateman coming up here in just a little bit. So I can go to Jamie now or no? No. Okay. Well, just forget about it. We'll just go ahead and skip. We're having phone issues today. Everything working in your office? Because nothing's working in our office.
As far as I know.
Never mind.
Yes. But, you know, it's here and there.
Okay. Well, good morning and welcome. You've got Tuesday, April 16th and Wednesday, April 17th at Richland Community College at the Mueller Student Center. One College Park. Man, that's a mouthful. Decatur, Illinois, 62521. You know where it is. Tell me about this, because this seems very similar to sort of manufacturing days last year.
It is, yes. And so for the past 3 years, we had at the EDC, along with a bunch of manufacturers in the community, celebrated Manufacturing Days, which is an international day, and we celebrate all through October to bring awareness to the manufacturing careers that are here in Decatur. Now, we've seen such success with that program because we know that our young students in the community, there's a disconnect between what's actually available in our community and the opportunities that they see, and they weren't seeing opportunity. And so we were bringing it to them in the form of these exploration days like manufacturing days. So what Workforce Investment Solutions here, Rocky Wilkerson and her team, they work very closely with healthcare professions and those providers here in the area to recruit talent. And so they had approached us and asked if we would assist in helping with a healthcare exploration day similar to manufacturing day. So that's what we're doing Tuesday and Wednesday this week, and we're starting small. You know, 400 students is not really small, but
no, I'd say it's pretty good size.
Yeah, kind of like we did with manufacturing days, and we hope to scale this up in the next few years. But we're excited about what the team has put together for this year.
Okay, so these students are coming from Thomas Jefferson and Stephen Decatur Middle Schools, and MacArthur and Eisenhower High Schools. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, you know this better than most, and maybe you have an answer that most people don't have. And I guess maybe it is just sort of connecting the dots. But, you know, when you look at the 1,100 jobs that are available, you look at an election year where every politician comes in talking about jobs, jobs, jobs.
Mm-hmm.
If we landed a manufacturer or something similar tomorrow that had 1,100 jobs attached to it, everybody would be doing, backflips.
Right.
What we have is this disconnect between real professions and pointing kids in that direction. And you see it. As you mentioned in manufacturing, you see it in healthcare, you see it across the board. And everyone's competing. Not only could you write your ticket, you could write your ticket and probably get in a bidding war. I mean, that's
absolutely.
How, you know, between, you know, and I know that you have a lot of participants in this thing here, but I think locally when you think about HSHS St. Mary's and Decatur Memorial Hospital and Crossing Healthcare, and then all that's coming, you know, with the Community Cares campus, new jobs that will be created there. Healthcare is something that's not going to be robotic and something that's not going to be replaced. Why aren't kids not going down this road?
Again, I think it's the exposure to the career, right?
Yeah.
So we found that with the manufacturing days as well. We're bringing in high school students, but we know we need to reach the junior high kids as well because they're starting to think about that. And some of the programming that DPS is doing now, not just with their internships, but some of the new things they're going to be doing at Stephen Decatur Middle School with the Montessori schools and stuff, they're creating spaces where students can start exploring their careers earlier. And so we know to have a qualified, trained workforce, yes, we need to attract people to our community, but we also need to start growing our own, and this is an effort to do that.
Okay, so this is going to be, 11:30 to 1:30 both days?
Yep, 11:30 to 1:30 at Richland. But prior to that, the students are going to hop on buses, and they're going to go tour these facilities. So they're going to get an inside look at HSHS St. Mary's, DMH, and Crossing Healthcare before they then come to Richland visit. Oh, they've got about 10 different tables from 10 different healthcare providers, everything from pharmacy to nursing home to, Illinois Department of Human Services. So, you know, when we think of healthcare, it's not just maybe nursing or physicians. There's a whole bunch. And so on top of that, they're also going to get to tour Richland's health profession wings, and they can learn a little bit more about radiography.
Yeah, Milliken's going to be there as well, which also offers a track through this. Yeah,
and that's a great opportunity for the students to realize as well that they can take these careers after they've been educated right here in Decatur. They don't have to leave the community to take these courses and to get on that track. All of that is available here through Richland and Milliken.
You see this, it's not a unique Decatur problem. Sometimes the complainers here want to make it about geography. I mean, there's a nursing shortage everywhere.
Oh, everywhere. Yes, absolutely. It's all across, it's not just here. We had some folks in from China. We've had a lot of them in lately, but they were even commenting how in China they have a nursing shortage. I mean, it's global.
I have a theory about that.
Yes. About China?
No, about the nursing shortage. It's one of those weird careers that was not weird career. It's a great career, but it was one of those anomalies that it was okay for women to be in that field before it was okay for women to be in other fields.
Yes.
And so there was, much like teachers? Or grade school, younger age teachers. And it was something that got associated, I think, with a gender where when women started, when the ceiling was lifted and were able to go into other careers, they did, and men didn't necessarily follow into nursing. I mean, do you think there's something to that?
Oh, absolutely. And then you look at the flip side, manufacturing.
Yes,
right?
The same thing.
It's the same thing, right? Women did nursing, men did manufacturing. And
now we live in a world where...
And now it's just all...
I know that was one of the things we learned in the swag thing is we had to stand some of those stereotypes on their head to get kids to sort of see themselves in those careers.
Yep.
Now, the good news is I think we're moving the needle. I think over the last 2 or 3 years, I know with just the Ag Academy, we just have guest after guest. We had a kindergarten, first grade teacher in here the other day, Friday, I think, during the education spotlight, where they're using robotics in kindergarten, to teach them about AgPass. And I mean, that wasn't happening 5 years ago. And so, you got to start. And I feel like we've started. And we started with manufacturing. Now you've got this with healthcare exploration days. It is getting those kids excited. I know that sounds very basic, but I think we sort of lost our way as a country for a number of years in doing this very thing.
Yeah, I think so, too. And we know that to be true because employers have a really hard time recruiting people into their companies. And it's not for a lack of effort on their behalf. They just, you know, you've not had to start educating your junior high students in your community about the type of work that you do as a corporate company or as a gigantic food manufacturer. You didn't have to do that before, but now the competition's real and they've got to do it.
Well, I would tell you,
and they are, which is true.
These young men and women, you know, a career here at either one of our hospitals or Crossing, you know, you've got, I'm telling you, competitive salaries. I mean, they're recruiting mm-hmm. people all over the world to come live here and work at these hospitals.
Yep, they are, which is fantastic. And, you know, that helps, you know, diversify our workforce too, but it also brings new faces and some fresh talent into the community that we can all learn from as well. So that's exciting.
It's but we've got to build our own, and that's what this is all about. All right, so and the media will be out, I hope, and giving this a lot of coverage mm-hmm. Tuesday, April 16th and Wednesday, April 17th. Who pays for all of this? How does it all happen?
Partnerships, Workforce Investment Solutions, and all the partners kind of chip in to make this
happen. Yeah, I mean, it's, so. You got busing. And I mean, you know, yes. It's not inexpensive to take 400 kids, you know, for tours at hospitals and out to Richland. Mm-hmm. So kudos to all those people that are involved. It's an amazing thing. And then they'll be able to learn about these educational paths through their schools, through Richland, through Milliken. You know, if you want to go into the nursing program, you could go from Richland to Milliken, and come out the other side. And like I said, I don't know if it's an actual bidding war, but you could probably have your choice.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can. And, you know, that's exciting. And with a variety of opportunities within the community as well, like you noted earlier, not just hospital work, but, you know, with the new treatment centers. And then, of course, with aging populations all over the states and assisted living and the way just healthcare is changing is, I think, an exciting time to get into the career.
Okay. If folks want to still be involved with Limitless and just being a part of all the good things that are going on in this community, not to mention, you know, your role, you know, with the Midwest Inland Port and EDC, what's the best place for them to go just to find it all in one place?
Sure. You could go to, you know, the best place probably is limitlessdecatur.com, and then we can push you out to a variety of sites from there, or you can go to decaturedc.com.
And there's also a list of all those jobs that are available.
Yes. Yeah, so
because I get tired mm-hmm. of arguing with people on social media. In fact, I've given up arguing with people on social media that act like this is some sort of myth that someone just pulled out. There's the documentation is there.
It's there. So to find that, you can go to the Limitless website or go to careersdecatur.com.
All right. Nicole, keep up the great work.
Thank you.
We'll see you out there at Richland this week. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Buyers and Company podcast brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Buyers and Company podcast whenever you want it.
It's time to turn heads in a Toyota. Turn up your style in the Toyota Corolla hatchback. With a sleek exterior and sporty interior, it's a real head turner. Turn up your comfort in the Toyota Highlander. With up to 8 available seats, you can seat the entire family with space to spare. And with a large cargo area, you can easily carry all your family stuff too. Turn up your traction in the Toyota RAV4. Head out on the road in this adventurous SUV. The RAV4 boasts available all-wheel drive, so when the pavement ends, your journey begins. Turn up your adrenaline in the Toyota Tacoma. Head out on the trail and take on the outdoors in the exciting and robust Tacoma. This spring, turn heads in a Toyota. Get $1,750 customer cash on a new 2019 Highlander. Visit your local Toyota dealer or buyatoyota.com to find yours. Toyota, let's go places.
Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. Down payment may be required. Does not include taxes, license, title registration fees, and dealer fees. Does not include college grad or military rebate. Offers vary by region. See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/19.
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
Get ready, Decatur. Courts and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater is here, opening weekend May 24th through the 26th with Headliners 38 Special. Wynonna.
Did you get to me?
And Forever Motown. Tickets for opening weekend and all 2019 season shows on sale Friday, April 5th at 10 a.m. at DevonAmphitheater.com. The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, located in Nelson Park, Decatur. More details now at DevonAmphitheater.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. Not my favorite James Brown song, to be honest with you. It's not bad. I still dig, I know it's sort of late in the career, but that whole Living in America thing. You remember that video?
I do.
Makes you smile, doesn't it?
I know.
All right, we're out on the road this Thursday. We will be at the Children's Museum. And so I'm buying ducks in your name.
Yes. Okay. Yes, you are. Hanadala.
Happy to do it. Happy to
Thank
do
you.
It. And then we'll be at the actual Duck Derby itself Saturday, May 4th. We got all kinds of early bird drawings. So your chance to win the $3,000 grand prize on May 4th. Can't do it if you don't have ducks. I've never won.
A thing?
Mm-mm.
I haven't either.
I think like a couple of times in the Mega Raffle, like I've won like $100 or something.
Really?
Yeah, I mean like, you know, when they do like that long list of like the down at the bottom. And I, it's not like I've not purchased a lot of tickets. I just don't have like Kathy Weisman. You know, I mean, I need like
I
a little of that Kathy Weisman luck to win like everything.
I know, I just want a rubber head like anytime.
Yeah. All right, so we talked about Mayor Pete. We talked about Tiger Woods. We talked about Game of Thrones. That was such a crazy Sunday, I didn't even think about Killing Eve or Billions. And that's just...
Or tax day.
Well, no, tax day's today.
I know.
Is that a good time to announce your candidacy? Maybe it is. I don't know. I thought these... Didn't two guys jump in? I mean, wasn't there Mayor Pete and another
who
guy
else?
Yesterday? A congressman. I don't know even know who he is. Am I crazy?
I don't know. The only one I heard about was...
No, it was in the news this morning.
I mean, I don't know. I'd think they'd try to time it out better. And I hope that they weren't, I mean, if they're that out of touch of just not knowing where America is, what they're thinking about.
I don't know. Is Sunday, like Friday night is like the dump for bad news,
that's,
right?
Yeah, that's the Friday news dump is what they literally call that. The White House, every news organization, if it's bad news.
Because you're Friday night, you're done with work, and you want to just escape, and Saturday morning's not a, you know, I mean, that's not a great news day. So is Sunday a good one?
I don't think so. I think generally Tuesday is the ideal news day.
Okay. And when I look at, I know I'm not making this up, that there was somebody else that jumped into the field. And I can't find it. Maybe I made it all up. Maybe it was a dream. Although I think I would have a hard time. No, wait. Was it Swalwell?
I don't even know who that is.
Eric Swalwell jumps into the race. I guess that was April 9th. That was the end of last week. Don't beat yourself up too much if you missed it, but Eric Swalwell is running for the Democratic nomination for president. In fact, don't beat yourself up too much if you don't even know who he is.
If you go who?
He is a California congressman. He's served in the House of Representatives since 2013. Anyway, he announced his run on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert last week. So, I mean, there's just name after name after name after name. Most of these people won't get 10 yards, right?
Yeah.
They'll start dropping
like
flies.
Some of my thought that would really be like Cory Booker.
Mm-hmm.
Is he doing anything? Is anybody paying attention? I don't even know where his numbers are. It's like nothing.
But why would you think that there would be?
I really thought he would garner more attention.
Why?
Then I don't know.
He's a first-term senator. He really, over the whole Judge Kavanaugh thing, made himself look like a complete...
And maybe that's it. He just, it's like, I don't know where he's polling.
All right, let me
gotta be low.
Well, he's lower than, you know, Biden and Bernie Sanders are at the top of most of all the polls I've seen. And now Mayor Pete is showing up third. But you've got Julian Castro, who was the former HUD secretary under Obama. You've got Representative John Delaney, Democrat from Maryland. You got Tulsi Gabbard, who's the Democrat from Hawaii. She's an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Kirsten Gillibrand from New York. Kamala Harris from California. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, who's just too weird to even, I'm not even going to go there. Former Washington Governor Jay Inslee. Senator Amy, was it Klobuchar? I don't even know how her name is pronounced, a Democrat from Minnesota. You got Beto. If Mayor Pete starts to, like, O'Rourke's done, right? Because you can't have two of these guys. And by the way, he took a not-so-indirect jab at O'Rourke when he showed up at a big, it was New Hampshire, Iowa, I don't remember where he was, one of the, you know, the early primary states, and the venue had sold out. They couldn't get anybody else in, but then word started to spread that he was going to have some words outside to the crowd that couldn't get in, so they all stayed.
Yeah.
And so he gets out and he says, someone told me that as a politician you should stand on things. And he goes, so I'm going to stand on this bench and talk to you. And it was like a total make fun of, of Beto.
Oh, yeah, Beto works. I mean, this is Mayor Pete just literally just...
I mean, he'll take all the oxygen out
of that,
right?
He's going to take all the oxygen out of that because he's smarter. One, I mean, anything I've seen...
Now, first of all,
In all fairness, have you seen interviews with Beto O'Rourke?
Yes, but I don't know that I can... Two men I barely know anything about, I can tell if one is smarter than the other. Anyway, Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat of Ohio, Senator Bernie Sanders, Democrat, actually independent, Vermont, Eric Swalwell, congressional member from California, Elizabeth Warren, who's a senator, Bill Weld, who's the former governor of Massachusetts. He is running to just throw bombs. Watch this guy, because it'll be funny. Marianne Williamson. That's the spiritual guru and friend of Oprah Winfrey. Andrew Yang. Who, when I looked at, I just kind of thought, okay, he's the one talking about circumcision.
Yeah.
There's some strange stuff.
What was the article? Field. Why are the 2020 candidates so weird?
Yeah.
And they are weird.
Well, some of them are. So I don't know how many of these are going to last, how many will actually go through, how many will drop out before they even get started. We'll see. But I'm not going to lie to you. Mayor Pete is on my radar screen.
I mean, between him and Schultz.
I'm telling you. I think there's a big chunk of America in the middle of all these polarizing sides that just sort of want some common sense. And he is like a walking contradiction, but I mean that in a good way. Because I like the fact Mayor Pete, I'm talking about, doesn't buy into you have to be all of this or all of that. This litmus test that we live with 100% of our life now. I don't know two human beings that are 100%.
That's what I'm saying. It's
agreed
like
on everything.
The candidate has to be your flavor of everything.
Yep.
You can't.
Like there's this checklist. And,
yeah.
And it happens on both sides. All right, back with more after our last break here. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today, mostly sunny skies, highs near 56 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 49. For your Tuesday, partly sunny, highs near 75. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, highs near 74 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 38 degrees.
The Gin Mill offers a premium dining experience that is second to none in Decatur, Illinois. From fresh-cut steaks to soups and sandwiches, with a little twist, the Gin Mill is guaranteed to satisfy your dining experience with fine food and spirits that creates a night to remember. The Gin Mill is open Monday through Friday for lunch from 11 to 3 p.m., with dinner from 4 to 8:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday dining service is from 4 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. The Gin Mill, Decatur's fine dining experience, 124 East Prairie Avenue, downtown Decatur.
In 1997, community leaders established the Decatur Public Schools Foundation to support educational innovation that makes a lifelong impact on young people. In the two decades since, our foundation has provided nearly $10 million to support activities that enrich the educational experience for students in our public schools. Each dollar invested is provided by private donors and community partners who recognize that thriving public education plays a pivotal role in shaping Decatur's future. From pre-K through high school graduation, every student's
growth is enhanced by your gift. In 2019, contributors to the Madden Bequest Society will combine their gifts to honor founding trustee emerita Peggy Madden's commitment to inspiring young people. Your pledge to the $2.5 million campaign ensures that our community's promise to kids is sustained for generations to come. Talk with your financial advisor and call the foundation at 362-3042 to discuss how your contribution to the Madden Society will benefit your family's financial plan while investing in what matters most. Call the Decatur Public Schools Foundation at 362-3042.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, I saw that story you had about reporting potholes.
Yeah, which, you know, if you think about it, what's that, what is that going to do?
It's going to do anything.
Nothing.
Here's what I think about that. And this is why people have a problem with politicians in general, particularly in Springfield and Washington. The Senate unanimously passed a bill creating a new website where you can log potholes and other road dangers. Here's the irony of this.
Oh, my God.
I'm driving on William Street Bridge the other day, mm-hmm. and there are two big triangles, orange triangles, on each side of the road. And I get up to them, and it says bump ahead. And this is a state highway, right?
Yeah.
Now, so I slowed down. The bump was a bump, but no worse than every major highway in the state.
Yeah.
They ought to put orange triangles when there's a smooth ride. You would need less triangles.
Yes.
And you
oh
wouldn't
God.
Have to go to all the expense. Because that bump was no worse than most of the conditions all the way through every state highway in Illinois.
Till you hit Indiana.
And I'm just curious as to what this does.
Here's what I love about this.
You're going to report bad roads. Does that mean they now have the funding to do something about it?
No, and here's what they're going to do with it. Then they report it to IDOT or the local municipalities.
Okay.
Then what?
I wouldn't even know where to start.
But do you know what that's going to cost just to run the website and the people they're going to need for it?
I don't know. But it's
to do nothing?
Yes. It seems like it is a waste of time. And I don't know, raising hopes and expectations of people doesn't seem like a great idea.
No.
Do we have our winner from our Cardinals tickets from the social media
You know
media
what?
Post?
I will put that on Facebook shortly. I have to pull that.
Okay, so someone will win. And then we have more tickets to give away courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds all season long, including Marty Passes, where you choose your game Monday through Thursday. That takes place all season. If you missed any of the show today, podcast is available, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. And they're available everywhere podcasts are, so no excuse. You can find it. Today we had Ken Fry, the one-armed man, and Nicole Bateman from EDC, among others, plus Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, so the YMCA Challenge starts today, the next round. Are you ready? I feel like it's been a challenge already. Like, we have 3 hours of challenge under our belt.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Today has been a challenge.
It's a Monday.
I don't need Mondays like this.
Well, we made
Dear
it through.
Lord.
We made it through. All right, folks, enjoy the weather. Enjoy the day. Get out and do something active. And make sure you follow nowdecatur.com. A lot of great stuff for you this week. We will be back bright and early, 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, where hopefully we have more than two cans and a piece of string to do this show. We'll see you then. Have a great day.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shyler with your stories now, brought to you by Best One of Central Illinois, where the best costs less. Mind your melon. The Illinois Department of Public Health is warning of a recall of pre-cut fruit due to reported cases of salmonella. Cato Foods is recalling pre-cut watermelon, honeydew melon, cantaloupe, and pre-cut fruit medley. The recalled pre-cut melons were packaged in clear plastic clamshell containers and distributed to multiple stores, including Kroger and Walmart. According to the CDC, 93 cases in 9 states have been reported. In a new photo gallery, Coffee and Cars was held this weekend at Coffee Connection. The car show is held throughout the spring and summer to raise money for various charities. Sponsor and longtime partner Steve Wright of Thrivent Financial.
Yeah, Julie Stalitz and I have been doing this for 7 years now. And I don't know, probably over the course of the time, we've...